You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, my name is Don Azzleton, and I got a lot on my mind. My boiler is on the fritz. My doctor says I'm not getting enough vitamin D, and I can't remember if it's garbage day. But one thing I don't have to worry about is my car's engine. That's because I use Mobile Super Motor Oil. It's designed to remove buildup and help extend the life of my engine. Wait, it's next Thursday. Garbage day is next Thursday. Mobile Super, for a long engine life.
A federal appeals court has set up a court date for a hearing on the Obama immigration action. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has set Friday, April 17th as the date for a hearing on whether a temporary hold on President Obama's executive action on immigration should be lifted. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen issued the preliminary injunction last month at the request of a coalition of 26 states that filed a lawsuit to overturn the president's immigration plan. The coalition led by Texas argues Obama's action was unconstitutional. The action could spare as many as 5 million people who are in the U.S. illegally from deportation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Yemen's foreign minister is calling for help against advancing Shiite Houthi rebels. Riyad Yassin claims they are paving the way for an Iranian takeover of Yemen, so he is asking neighboring countries to send air and naval forces. Rebels have reportedly taken over the airport, and they are headed south to the city where Yemen's pro-Western president was hiding, but he has reportedly escaped by boat. A new report says the FBI must speed up the pace of its improvements to deal with the evolving terrorist threat around the world, and that Congress should provide the Bureau with state-of-the-art tools it needs to fight terrorism. The report was released today by the FBI director and three members of the 9/11 Review Commission. That group was established last year to measure how well the FBI had followed an earlier set of recommendations in the aftermath of the September 11th terror attacks. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon. It's 3:05 on March 25th already. I'm going to give you an update on the weather if you happen to be in the New Jersey area today, central New Jersey. Let's see. Boy, it's saying that there's a short-term forecast of a hazardous weather condition. That's interesting to me because it's just raining lately right now. Late afternoon today, a chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 49. South wind about 8 miles per hour, only 30% chance of precipitation. Tonight, a chance of showers before 9 p.m., then a chance of rain or drizzle after 9. Areas of fog after 11 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a low about 37. Thursday, showers likely with thunderstorms, and also after 1 p.m., areas of fog before 1 p.m., and then let's just see, it's going to be a high about 62 tomorrow on Thursday. That looks good. Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m., then showers likely with possibly a thunderstorm between 9 and 1 a.m. Let's just see what that temperature is going to be about. Doesn't even say there. Friday, slight chance of showers before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high of 50, and then mostly cloudy with a low around 29 on Friday night. Partly sunny with a high of 40 on Saturday, partly cloudy with a low of 26 Saturday night. sunny on Sunday with a high of 45 and a low around 35. So that's your weather forecast up until Monday. We're going to go to a real quick break, and then I'm going to have Richard G., the station manager here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, talking to me about his experiences in life, what he does. His show that comes on right around an hour before mine every day on Wednesdays, it's 2 o'clock at the movies. So stand by. We'll be right back with you.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Okay, again, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. It's about 3:07 on March 25th, 2015. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I'm so happy. Thanks for listening in, actually. I want to thank you guys. Appreciate it. Richard G. is the station manager here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. He actually pretty much built the program. He's had a long history in the entertainment media world. And so I just want to tell you a little bit more about him because, you know, you hear him all the time and he does all this wonderful stuff. But let's hear from him exactly how he got where he is today. Welcome, Richard.
You're scraping the bottom of the barrel bringing me in.
I am not. Yeah, I know everybody out there listens. So we were listening and had a meeting on the shows. And, you know, we know that they've got loyal listeners out there. And I'm sure they want to know about you a little bit more than
I think
they do.
I probably should say I had lunch with Jeannie on Friday.
It was fun.
And we probably had too much wine. And that's when she decided she wanted me to come on.
I figured
she'd change her mind the next
day. No way. I'm totally intrigued by Richard's life. I think it's incredible. As an example, tell a little bit about some of the companies that you've worked with.
Well, I've been very lucky. I grew up in Ohio. Mm-hmm. I went into the Army. I was drafted in 1966 when Johnson escalated the war in Vietnam. I got out of the Army in 68, went back to Ohio, but realized that I'm an artist. The place I should be is New York City. Mm-hmm. So I used to tell a whole group of friends, and we'd have parties, and I'd say, yeah, I'm going to go to New York. And finally, one time, they said, yeah, well, we're tired of listening to that. When are you going to go?
I said, what part of Ohio were you born in?
Dayton.
Okay.
And I said, I'm going tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So I packed up my Volkswagen.
The next day? How old were you?
24.
Gotta love that spirit, right?
I packed up the Volkswagen, drove to Manhattan, and started looking for a job. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I was scared to death.
I bet.
You know.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, this place is going to just eat me up and spit me out. And I was fortunate enough. My first job was with a fan magazine that doesn't exist anymore. It's called TV Star Parade. You could buy it on your when you checked out at the grocery store.
Wow.
And I met a lot of celebrities because of that, mm-hmm. because we did a lot of stories on celebrities. And it wasn't the, you know, it was the kind of stuff that they'd do a story like Elvis Presley caught in a motel with a young girl.
Oh.
And then the story was his daughter came to visit him.
Oh, God.
You know.
Yeah.
That kind of, anything to put on kind of a sensationalism kind of a cover.
Yes. And that's all you get now, right?
Yeah. So that magazine doesn't exist anymore. But because of it, I don't think I ever told you how I got hired at Newsweek.
No, I want to hear.
I was doing a lot of photo silkscreen work,
mm-hmm.
and the circus was coming to town. It comes like every March or so into Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
So I called them and said, this is TV Star Parade. We'd like to send a photographer over to the circus.
Oh.
And they said, what's his name? And I gave him my name.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding me.
And I went over to the circus, and they let me go in. The clowns were putting their makeup on. I was
You're Barnum and Bailey, right? Is
yeah.
that what you're talking
yeah.
about? One of my husband every year, faithful. Yeah, that's
and
so cool.
I was shooting pictures of the clown stuff, mm-hmm. and they let me stand by the ringmaster for the whole show. So I'm standing by the ringmaster, and at intermission, the next part of the show, they pick a boy and a girl from the audience to be king and queen of the circus, and they do a big parade, And a guy comes running down and said, I don't have a camera. I don't have a camera, but my daughter's been picked as queen. Could you take her picture?
Wow.
And I said, well, you know, I'm shooting for photo sunscreen, so it's black and white, if you don't mind. He said, I don't care, as long as I can get the picture, So I took the pictures of her. He came down and gave me his card. He worked for Newsweek.
Oh, are you kidding? I love those kind
and
of stories.
I went home that night, developed everything, printed the pictures, and was at Newsweek at 9:30 in the morning. And 3 days later, I was working there, and I stayed there 21 years.
Oh, my God, what a great story.
Yeah, well, at first, I used to be kind of embarrassed.
That's so cool.
I used to be kind of embarrassed. And then the more we did, especially with the chamber, you're talking about networking and getting the word out about who you are and meeting people, mm-hmm. I suddenly realized that's what people got to do. Mm-hmm. If I would have never taken the initiative, and my initiative was to do a whole series of silk screens about the circus, which I ended up doing, but if I would have never
taken I never knew that, and especially now.
If I would have never taken that initiative, then I would have never been at Newsweek. And I was there for 21 years. When I left, I was an associate editor. And I went through the whole period of getting, we got computers in, All the changes in technology, and I ended up working with Macs and PCs.
Who is that? Sorry,
the Macs, oops. The Macintoshes. We used to use Macs.
Oh my God, Macs and PCs. Yeah. Gotcha.
Macs
oh,
and
God.
PCs.
Yeah,
we used Macs.
I thought it was a person.
No, we used Macs for the four color, and would position all the four color photos on the Mac. We'd position all the black and white text, and then that would all be we'd make film, and that would be put together at the plants.
I can't even imagine what you've seen over the years as far as those changes, right?
Well, there was a lot of changes. It was incredible because when I first started at Newsweek, they said, you know, we're going to start with computers. And I never thought I'd ever be working with computers.
Right. Be like NASA.
Yeah. We're going to start computers in about 6 months. And it was funny because the people that worked there, like on Saturday night, would work till like 11. And they said, we're going to get out earlier now because computers do it faster. No, we got out later because the editors could hold stuff up because computers did it faster.
I can't even imagine.
So we'd get out at 6 o'clock in the morning or whatever and then walk up the street to Chapman's, to the bar.
Love it.
Knock on the window and the bartender would be in there and he'd let Newsweek people in.
And you'd hang out there and then what?
Well, that would be our, you know. It's Miller time or whatever.
It's your 5 o'clock.
Yeah, but 6 o'clock in the morning until like 10.
I love it. Yeah.
And we used to ship stuff, everything over to a plant in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And if they had questions, I would sit at the end of the bar by the phone and they'd know to call Chapman's. And I'd answer the phone and say, no, make this, do this.
How funny. The red bat line right there into the bar.
Yeah. I think about it now. I think, oh my. There was many a time, but see, it was great. New York City. Mm-hmm. Many a time I wandered out of there at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I was very good at raising my hand and going, taxi.
Oh, perfect.
And I had a taxi down to my loft on 23rd Street.
How fun. That is so cool. How long did you live there then?
I lived in Manhattan for about 12 years. Mm-hmm. And then when my wife decided that she thought we should have kids, we decided to move.
But wait, you met your wife at your job, didn't
you? I met my wife at Newsweek.
Tell everybody about that.
That was my second wife.
Ah.
And it was I was her second husband.
Nice.
We were both married at the time we met each other. And I can remember her mother saying, well, Laura, I'm not sure you should work those kind of weird hours because you could get in trouble. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We ended up getting in trouble.
A little bit, huh?
Yeah. We met and, you know, but we've been married over 30 years.
Oh, congratulations.
But she ran the computers. When the computers came in, then she was brought in.
Oh, really?
I was already there before she came in. But she ran the computer department. And it worked out well because if I needed something, I found out a lot about what to do through her. And then that helped me just move up and do various things. And I found out. And then she left. When she got pregnant, she left mm-hmm. and got a buyout. Talked them into giving her money. Mm-hmm. And I stayed for quite a few more years after that.
I love when you were telling the story about how you guys alternated work, too. So, let's go to our break real quick because I want everybody to hear. Sure. I'm Jeannie Murphy again. We're talking on Talented People here to the station manager here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. He has a show just, you know, an hour before ours on Wednesdays and many other shows throughout the week.
Yeah.
But his name is Richard G. and he is the station manager. He's telling us about his journey and how this station actually came to be. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed, they're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the back pats. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only, to give. Come in to any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving and join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Okay, welcome back to the show here. I'm Jeannie Murphy. My headphone just pulled off a little bit on the side here. This is Talented People. I'll figure out how to fix it. But Richard, you were telling us about your wife and you and how you guys worked together at Newsweek. And then I want you to tell a story about how you guys actually worked when the when your first son came along.
Well, when our,
your daughter?
No, it was our son.
Okay, right. Sorry.
When we adopted, one of the rules from the agency was the kid could not go to any kind of daycare for the first 6 months. So we'd accumulated time at Newsweek where we could take sabbaticals and get half pay. And we had told them I was going to take 3 months and she was going to take 3 months. And the powers that be said, no, we want both of you here, so why don't you just alternate? So she'd come in on a Monday, I'd come in on a Tuesday.
I think that's the coolest thing. It's such a great idea.
We alternated throughout the week, and one of us was always home with the now 27-year-old adopted
Can't
kid.
Beat that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's such an honor to have that kind of an arrangement offered to you and your wife back 27 years ago, because that goes to show how valuable you both must have been.
Well, we had them fooled.
Either way, it worked out, right?
We had them fooled.
I love that commercial. It's all perfectly legal for the pizza thing out right now. Yeah. There's a commercial about bacon. It makes me laugh so out loud every time I hear it. But anyway, so tell us more.
Well, what do you want to know? I don't know.
I like the part about how you guys alternated the job and that you didn't have to use any childcare assistance at all, which is so special. I think it's amazing just, again, to think about a company offering that as a solution and how fortunate you were that
you were there. Yeah, I'm not sure that would happen today.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. That's why I love the story.
Let me tell you, what the thing is, Newsweek was owned by the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. They took care of everybody because we worked very weird long hours.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to lose people that were willing to do those kind of hours.
Sure.
And there were many times that after maybe something crazy happened and we were there for crazy hours, you come in the next week and there'd be a check for $1,500 on your desk saying, thank you very much.
Those
would not happen today.
Never. No. They expect more for less.
Yeah. That would not. And it was always, thank you very much. We really appreciate your time and your effort and what you did. And so what that did was, the next time there was something big, not that you were thinking you're going to get a check, you're thinking, I'm going to do it because they're nice to me.
Right.
I'm going to do it. And then usually you got rewarded.
Right.
But I never thought about the reward. I always thought, well, this is what I got to do. This is my job.
Yeah. And you like to do it because it was fulfilling. And then you get in other ways fulfilled, which that's...
They were very good to us. Catherine Graham was running the Washington Post at the time. Her husband had died.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people thought that a woman couldn't take over and do that job. And she did it extremely well. And a couple of times, I can remember, I first moved out to New Jersey. And she had a lot of people that would whisper in her ear mm-hmm. and tell her about. And we went to something, I forget what it was, and there was a receiving line. And she said, oh, mister, and she said my name. Aren't you the gentleman that just bought a mini farm in New Jersey? Now, see, somebody whispered that in her ear.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I knew that, but at the same time, yeah,
she
I am.
She took the time to, to take
Thank
the
you.
Time, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when I left Newsweek,
mm-hmm.
I wrote a bunch of people letters thanking them for allowing me to spend 21 years with their organization. I got letters back said, nobody's ever done that to us.
Oh, I've never heard of that myself, actually.
So I wrote letters that I want to thank you so much. You helped. Mm-hmm. I came from Ohio. I had nothing. Mm-hmm. And you really, and I enjoyed what I was doing too. But I wrote letters thanking them.
It's nice. It's a good thought. It's a nice idea. What about, okay, so then you decided to move out to Hunterdon County. So what was that like?
Well, for me, that wasn't much different. I grew up in Ohio, which mm-hmm. was very similar to this. But for my wife, who grew up in Queens, the first night we turned the lights out, she went, oh, my God, it's dark. Because she always had a street light outside of her bedroom window.
Sure.
And she said, oh, my God, it's dark. Hunterdon County at that time, that was... before it became so built up 30-some years ago.
Although anyone out there who's not in Hunterdon County and doesn't know what when Richard says built up, well, we're nothing next to...
But all our, housing developments.
Yeah, there's so much housing, right. There's not a lot more, you know, compared to a big city or anything like that. People don't even understand. It's all rural, almost.
Yeah. No, it reminded me when we first moved out here of where I grew up as a kid. So it wasn't much different. But it was different for her because she was used to going anywhere, walking on the streets, going over to the city, the candy store or whatever. And that didn't happen here. You had to have a car.
Oh, my gosh. And if it snowed and you didn't have a snowmobile, you'd stick it in your house for like 2 weeks if it happened.
Well, we had a quarter mile driveway and never thought about snow. So the first big snow, we were snowed in. And then after that, I made arrangements to make sure.
Yeah.
But you don't, you know, you just don't think about that.
No, you don't think about it. And I don't, I always think when people are listening.
And you have a very long driveway too.
I do. And right now, actually tomorrow, yay to my husband who's listening out there, Jan, I love you to death. He's having our driveway fixed, which is a big deal. And we've wanted that for a long time.
I'm going to have to get mine's all stone.
It was awful. Yeah, same
here. But it's going to. Once this weather breaks.
It's just been terrible the whole February and really, the winter.
It's really torn it up a lot.
Yeah.
And then people plowing it, move the stones.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we were just saying, yeah, it looks like we're going to have to invest some money into fixing the driveway again.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, people who aren't in Hunterdon County, and I always laugh about this, because have you ever noticed where if you're driving, say the back roads, Rayville Avenue, past like towards Barley Sheep School where the McDonald's is.
Sure.
And you know, you're heading on Rayville and start to see developments, and then you make a right on Rayville, and between that road and the intersection of Cool Road.
Right.
Have you ever noticed the flower garden that only comes like 2 weeks? It is hidden treasure. It's like I can't even believe it. I stop and take pictures. I'm gonna put up on Facebook again. It's right around now, every year around Easter. Only 2 weeks. It's a tulip bulb harvested.
I'm not sure I've noticed.
People drive past it. You wouldn't see it.
Is it at the
guy
that owns the farm there is named Bulby.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Bulby would see the guy is the family with the rocks?
Well, I think they're all related, yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about rocks, right? We've bought stones from
the
them forever.
When you're going down that road, it has the big, the dairy farm.
The dairy farm
that's
is...
That's Bulby.
But wait, hold on. The dairy
farm.
One of
his relatives you know is where across the street.
Outside, wait.
And another relative is up the street, yeah.
Oh my God, I love hearing this, because we're talking country living out here in New Jersey, if you
and
don't know where we're talking
about.
Basically,
his other relatives took little sections of his farm
to
build a
house.
Oh, I love
that. It's so cool. Yeah. Well, the house that has the bed in the front yard.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's
a Bulby.
We're just stumbling upon this, but I do want everybody to know about it. Who's listening?
I know.
Okay, so there's the house on Rayville Avenue towards Cool Road that has the bed in the front, and I guess
if you're
that's
going
a Bulby.
Cool Road,
yes.
It's on the left hand side.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Now, if you back up and you go back to your farm on the right side, the dairy farm that you say is a Bulby, that's open air and there's cows everywhere.
Sure.
Okay. Well, if you come one more house before it, towards back towards McDonald's, it's almost like a house. It's way back from the road. There's all kinds of trees, and it's kind of a little bit foresty. But when you, I'm going to tell you this because I know how he is about like art and everything. And I want everybody to listen because I swear to God, when you drive down right around now, maybe within 2 weeks, and you take a look over, they have this. It has grown. It must be probably 30 or 40 years old.
Yeah.
It started probably as one or two little tulips, and now it's just this awesome yellow and red, totally breathtaking.
I will definitely check that out. I don't think I've ever seen it.
I'm going to, I don't mean to go on and on about it, but I seriously stop. I make my kids, ever since they were little kids, 21 years in a row, stop every year and just look at it, and I've been watching it grow. But that's just a golden, another gem of Hunterdon County. It's Hunterdon County is amazing. So tell us about you're in New York and you decide to come out and your wife says, "Oh my God, it's so not lit up and it's not the city." But you must have loved it, huh?
Well, I actually would have rather stayed in the city. And I had a loft.
Well, it sounds like fun.
I had the third floor of a building, 2,500 square feet. It was 100 feet wide, 25 feet long.
Huge.
And I had my studio up front, and then we had a living area. And the kitchen in the back, and I had a bathroom and a dark room all connected together. So I could, you know, I'd had the water and all that. Mainly because in the back, the place had been a factory or a company, and in the back there was a men and women's bathroom. And that's what we tore that out. And because we had the plumbing there, that's why we made the kitchen at one side and made a bathroom and a dark room on the other side.
That's so neat.
And it was just like, you basically, what you did is you went in and tore the space out and you rebuilt a house inside or a place to live.
Yeah. I love that. I love actually thinking of how it was, if you have before and after pictures, stuff like that, people take on projects like that. I love it.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work. And I probably couldn't do it today because I'm too old. But when I was young like that.
Yeah, you take it on.
And the great thing was, I, at the time, was working for Newsweek, so I only worked 3 days a week. So I had a lot of time to get stuff done. And it was a lot of work, but it worked out okay.
So then what happened from there? Like, how did you get into radio and all that?
Oh, that was, actually it was the Chamber that got me into radio because Suzanne Legay.
Oops, already 3:30.
Oh, is it time for the, you want to do the news?
Yeah, let's do the news real quick and we'll be right back. I can't believe the time's flying by today. It's Talented People again. It's about 3:32 in the afternoon. And thanks for listening. We're going to go to news and weather. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Officials in France say audio has been recovered from the cockpit voice recorder salvaged from yesterday's Germanwings crash in the French Alps. But the official says there still isn't any explanation for what caused the plane to lose altitude because the final communication was a routine message. And Mike Vivian from the UK Civil Aviation Authority told Sky News the pilots didn't talk to ground control either.
In an emergency situation, the primary and first duty is to control the airplane.
Three Americans were reportedly on board. Talks are scheduled to continue tomorrow in Switzerland with Iran. A framework deal is reportedly in the works to lift economic sanctions in exchange for a curbing of Iran's nuclear program. Secretary of State John Kerry says foes of the nuclear deal are being unreasonable.
Anybody standing up in opposition to this has an obligation to stand up and put a viable, realistic alternative on the table.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on Q300469 in store and online and $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
President Obama is celebrating this week's fifth anniversary of his health care overhaul with a fresh blast at its critics. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The president says lots of things that were forecast never happened.
Death panels, doom, a serious alternative from Republicans in Congress.
And 2 days after Ted Cruz became the first GOP presidential candidate vowing to repeal every word of Obamacare, its namesake asked, how is that a political philosophy?
You've got to explain how kicking millions of families off their insurance is somehow going to make us more free.
Obama says despite some mistakes in implementation, his plan has boosted coverage, reined in premiums, helped cut the deficit, and saved lives. Mark Smith at the White House.
Yemeni Foreign Minister Riyad Yassin says that Shiite Houthi rebels are paving the way for an Iranian takeover in Yemen, and he's calling on neighboring countries to help. Rebels have reportedly taken over the airport, and Yemen's pro-Western president has escaped the country. This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani spoke to a joint session of Congress this morning. He thanked the U.S. for development aid and says America's work to strengthen his country will be worth the investment.
Your support, your understanding, and your commitment to our country will not have been in vain. Afghanistan will be the graveyard of Al-Qaeda and their foreign terrorist associates.
Yesterday, President Obama held talks with Ghani and agreed to keep 9,800 U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan through the year. A former University of Oklahoma student caught on video leading a racist chant plans to meet with black civic leaders today to personally apologize. Levi Pettit asked to meet Senator Anastasia Pittman, an Oklahoma City Democrat, who leads the Oklahoma Legislative Black Caucus. He will also speak at a press conference at a Baptist church. Pettit's parents issued an apology on his behalf 2 weeks ago after the video was released. Orders to U.S. factories for long-lasting manufactured goods fell in February for the third time in the past 4 months, while a key investment category fell for a sixth month. The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods dropped 1.4% in February, following a 2% increase in January. The weakness in February was widespread, with declines in demand for commercial aircraft, autos, and machinery. Economists are hoping that the expected strong domestic demand will be enough to offset weaknesses caused by a stronger dollar, which dampens export sales of U.S. companies. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. Richard G., the station manager here, is telling us a little bit about himself, but we're going to jump into some interesting observations and activities over the years with celebrities.
Well, you know, it was interesting to me when I started working at TV Star Parade. Mm-hmm. I used to have to take pictures, and we used to go to various things. And I went to Dennis Weaver did a show, a TV show called McLeod, and they were filming Michael Parks, who kind of got blacklisted out of Hollywood, but played, then came Bronson or something. He rode a motorcycle, a TV series. And he was one of the bad guys, and a guy named Rafael Campos. Rafael, I knew him because I liked Blackboard Jungle, and Rafael, that was his first movie. He was one of the kids in the class that harassed Glenn Ford. And I saw, and then he was in other movies. He always played some kind of crazed, lunatic, bad guy, Puerto Rican. So when I first met him, they were getting ready to shoot, and I said, Rafael Campos, they usually keep you locked up and just let you out when you're going to act. And he just started laughing. We had a good time. I ended up spending the time with Michael Parks and him. I got ahead of everybody at lunchtime, and we went over to craft services, and they said, come on, Richard, come with us. And then Rafael said to me, Richard, my brother Fernando is one of the editors of El Diario, which is the Spanish speaking newspaper in New York. Mm-hmm. And he's having a party for me Saturday night. Why don't you come? So I don't dress up. I just kind of come figuring, because Rafael always walks around in these flannel shirts and stuff.
It's so funny.
We got there, and most of the Puerto Rican traveling theater was there, and they're all dressed to the hilt. Tuxedos, everything. The only other Caucasian guy there was the bartender. So Rafael, and Rafael comes out of the back. At that time, Schaefer Beer was still around.
Oh my God.
And he comes out of the back in his flannel shirt, blue jeans, and a Schaefer in his hand. And every time Rafael would come into the city, he would give me a call. Say, you want to go get cerveza? And we'd go out and have a couple drinks and talk. He died a few years ago of cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I liked him. We got along well together. But I'm going to tell you something. I think part of it is every time I met a celebrity, I never treated him like a celebrity. I just talked to him.
Isn't that something?
I met Liberace. I was telling you the other day.
I loved it.
They were doing a big thing promoting a 40-minute special that Liberace was going to do. And it was at the Waldorf Astoria. And they had a receiving line. And it was a guy that took your name, and then they whispered it into Lee's, and they announced it.
Lee's. Notice that. Listen to that. He calls him Lee.
And
it cracks me up.
They announced, and then they announced on a speaker, so-and-so from, and then you'd shake Liberace's hand, his press people, all down the line. So they were going to show the film, and I said to him, hey, Lee. That's what I called him.
I love it.
I said, Lee, could you sign my invitation? He goes, let's go way over here so nobody sees me, or I'm going to have to be signing every one of them. So we go over around, and He signs my invitation and rubs my stomach.
I just can't believe how funny that is.
But we were talking.
Was that like ink gold or anything?
Well, the invitation was all silver.
I could just picture it.
It was huge.
Wow.
And he signed his name Liberace.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And I said, I guess I ought to go in and watch your special. He goes, it's the same old stuff. With that voice of his,
yeah.
It's the same old stuff. He said, I'm going to tell you the truth, Richard. I laughed all the way to the bank.
Oh, God, I think that's just totally hysterical.
He was just a really
real,
nice
normal
guy. Mm-hmm. It was the same. I met, I don't think I told you this, Mr. Rogers.
Your guy, really?
Yes.
You did not tell me this. Let's hear.
Right after, I did a photo so screen show of orphans in Vietnam. Uh-huh. And it opened in Washington, D.C., and Hillary Clinton was the host of the show. And it was right after that, Mr. Rogers' people got in touch with me and said, Mr. Rogers would like you to come to Pittsburgh. Because he heard about your show, and he'd like to talk to you. So I went down to a filming of his show. Mm-hmm. And what was that? Speedy Delivery. The delivery man that's on there was basically his marketing guy. And I met with him, and he said, come sit down here. Fred will be down in a minute. So I'm sitting on the studio set. It's his house.
That's just so cool, yeah.
And he comes down and goes, he talked exactly the way he talks on TV.
Really?
Oh, Richard, I've been wanting to meet you all my life. That's what he said. And I had lunch with him.
Really?
When they broke
what did you have
lunch.
For lunch? What did he, what
we
was
had
he
sandwiches.
Like? What was he like?
He was
what did
just,
he talk about?
He's just like...
He was really into it?
Yes, he's just like he is on TV. He was a very intelligent guy. He told me that when the Oklahoma bombing happened,
uh-huh.
because there was a daycare center in the bottom, he was there the day after.
Oh.
And he said, I know that we didn't want the press to know that. Mm-hmm. I was there to see. And then we did a 5-day series, 5 separate days on don't be afraid to go to,
Yeah.
And he was very concerned. But he had a whole organization, and he hired a lot of psychologists and stuff to tell him what to do right.
That's interesting. I'm glad you brought this up because I didn't know the story.
Unfortunately, he's passed now.
How long ago did he pass away?
Oh, 3 or 4 years ago maybe, but wow. Time flies for me, so it could have been 5.
Yeah.
But he signed all these books. He gave me all this stuff. Here, you want to take this with? I've got all these books at home signed to Richard, I spent the whole day, mm-hmm. sat there with them while they were filming. And I always thought, because I used to watch that show with my kids and
right.
say,
you're in the neighborhood.
I said, the camera crew must be making fun of him like crazy. Yeah. No, man. It was
serious.
The director would say, okay, Fred, we got that. Let's look at it because they could do videotape.
Yeah.
Let's look at it and tell me what you think.
Wow.
And Fred said what he thought. And then they say, Fred, we're 2 minutes short. We got to refilm that segment. Put in 2 more minutes. He did it without a problem.
Wow.
We sat and talked. He said, I saw your art. He wanted me to bring some of the silk screens with me, and I did. And he looked at them before we had lunch, mm-hmm. and he said, I think you're, and this is the way, and he said, it's the honest truth. Richard, I think you're a very, very good artist.
Wow.
With that voice,
yeah,
with the way
yeah,
he talks.
Yeah, so supportive, yeah.
It was nice. I mean, I called him Fred. We're talking. He was my friend.
I can't get over that.
And I spent the whole day. I went down the night before and stayed in a hotel and then was in there early in the morning and spent the whole day and then drove back to Flemington that night from Pittsburgh.
I want to hear the other story about some other people, too. Let's get our break real quick. It's a real short break here, talented people. You're listening to a conversation. I'm Jeannie Murphy with our station manager here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, Richard G. We'll be right back.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hi, I'm Glenda Webb, a professionally trained voiceover artist. With my warm, soothing, authoritative vocal style, I will capture the attention of and captivate your potential clients while clearly articulating your message. So whether you simply want a more professional sound to your voicemail, commercials to sell your products, medical or technical productions for presentation or training purposes, or anything in between. Remember, Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard. You may contact me at 908-899-1157 or at gcwvoices@gmail.com. Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
All right, welcome back, talented people. 3:48. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Richard G., the station manager, is here, and we're learning a little bit about some of the personalities of some celebrities that he's met along the way.
Now, let me tell you something. I've met a lot of people, but I'll tell you the one that impressed me probably the most, and this is not I'm not trying to promote her as president, but Hillary Clinton.
Okay, let's hear.
Well, Hillary Clinton, I had this show, and she was the host. Mm-hmm. When she came to talk to you, she talked right at you.
Really?
And would maybe touch your hand and just talk to you, staring right at you. You're the only people in the room.
Wow.
And I was just so impressed by that.
Yes.
And I'm sure that's
how
probably,
long did you work with her?
That was that evening. I had the exhibit in Washington, and she was the host for the show.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the exhibit stayed there for a while. Then it got moved over to the one of the security. I'm trying to think which one. It's escaping me now. And it was there for a month, and I couldn't get into it because I didn't have security enough to see it. I didn't have security.
Oh my, that's
because
funny.
When I went to pick up the work,
yeah,
they had a bunch of Marines bringing them out to me.
Wow.
But Hillary was interesting. Then I was telling you the other day that I met Warren Buffett.
I love the story. Share it, please.
He was at a thing in Princeton, and it was a thing of insurance companies, a bunch of, and I saw this little old guy standing in the corner and nobody was talking to him. So I walked over and said, "Hey, how you doing?" And we started talking about golf. And it was right before the U.S. Open, and he said, last year, and he said, "Do you like golf?" I said, "Yeah, I really enjoyed golf." He said, "Well, a couple of my insurance companies sponsored this U.S. Open. Would you like a hat?" So I said, sure. So he goes over to this woman who was with, and he brings me back a hat. And we kept talking. I never introduced myself. As I was leaving, one of the people that works with my wife said, "Oh, you've been talking to Warren Buffett, huh?" And I said, "That's who that was?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Let me go back. So I go back and I go, "Excuse me, I never introduced myself." And I shook his hand and said my name. And he said, "Well, I'm Warren Buffett." I said, oh, kind of like that billionaire. And he said, exactly.
I just can't even fathom how fun that would have been.
But he's so down to earth.
Right. And you said, it was again, it's like the person who was quiet in the room.
Well, I think people were afraid to go talk to him because of who
he
was.
They know who he is. Right. Once they know who he is, then they're intimidated.
Yeah. That's a guy that's a billionaire. I know. I can't talk to him. Well, I'm the idiot that just walks up and starts talking.
No, hey, that's one of your specialties, though. That's a cool trait.
How you doing? You know, and he was extremely friendly. To tell you the truth, I'm trying to think back about all we talked about. We talked for maybe 10 minutes.
Wow.
But I've got the hat. I still have the hat you gave me. And he gave me some teas. Said, here, take these teas.
So cool.
But that was a lot of fun. I met a lot of celebrities. And I found that most of the time when you met them, if you didn't treat them like...
Starstruck.
Yeah. The Hudson brothers were teeny bopper, bubblegum kind of group.
Sure.
But the one Hudson, and I can't think of his first name, had a baby with Goldie Hawn. Kate Hudson was his daughter.
Yeah, you were saying that. Yep.
Were staying at the Drake Hotel, the Hudson brothers, and we went over to take pictures.
Find out here.
A writer went with me.
Mark.
I think it was Bill, but I'm not sure.
That's okay. Go ahead. I'll find out.
Anyway, Ryder went with me, and she got her story and left, and the Hudson brothers said, Richard, why don't you hang out? So I hung out with them, and they were ordering up booze, and all these women were coming up, and we were just laughing and talking. And I spent most of the afternoon and into the evening hanging out with these guys.
Oh, my God.
And they were a lot of fun. They were telling me about days on the road when they'd eat rice. They'd just eat rice plain and then drink a beer so the rice would puff up in their stomach and feel like they'd eaten something. They're saying, we had no money. We're trying to do stuff.
Bill Hudson's our father.
That's what I thought,
He's
Bill.
A comedian, actor, and a musician.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
I am starstruck by certain people. Not many, but that I would be starstruck by it. And Kate Hudson, I would definitely be.
Oh, well, Kate, but that was long before
Yeah,
Kate.
Sure. It was long before she got before here. Kate. Yeah. She's beautiful.
We went to a thing. Zsa Zsa Gabor was doing a thing because she was promoting wigs. And they had all these models.
Gabor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just picture
but
that.
There was a guy playing piano. Mm-hmm. And he did a song called Piano Man.
And I thought, please. No. Are you serious?
And I said, boy, I really like that. And I went up to him. It was when Billy Joel was with that first recording company that never promoted him.
I can't believe
And he
it.
Was just playing piano. And I said, I really like that song. And
That's
I'm talking
so
to him.
Funny.
And then later I hear this name, Billy Joel. This was years and
That's
years ago.
That's so funny, though. That's cool. And especially because the song Piano Man, you would remember it. If you didn't know who
There's
he was, he'd
about
be
that
the
song
piano
that
man,
really,
and then he becomes
I've
the piano man.
I always liked that song.
Yeah, me too.
And
who didn't, right? Who doesn't?
You know, and I guess maybe because it's pretty much a bar song, you know?
Yeah.
But he was, it's fine. Just terrific. I met a lot of celebrities. And like I said, if you don't walk up to them with this, if you just start talking, they'll stand there and talk to you. They don't care. I think they're happier if somebody's not pawning over them.
Yeah, right. Because they're probably just so sick of it.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And if you're just talking to them.
And especially like the way that, you know, if they were normal at one time, unless perhaps like a Kate Hudson who was born into that world. But otherwise, if they're just normal and they start off and then all of a sudden they become so famous, they have to remember what it was like to be normal. I would hate to not be able to go to the grocery store or go out for a drink and not be like under the microscope of anybody. That would drive me crazy.
When I worked,
I'd rather be poor.
When I worked at Newsweek, my 13 people, we worked in a glass box almost, all enclosed by glass. Mm-hmm. And one day walking by was Robin Williams.
Yeah, you said this. Tell the story too, because that's a great story.
And I yelled, hey, you, get in here. And so he comes running in. We had all these computers and stuff. So he starts doing his, kind of stuff.
The Morgan Mindy thing.
And this was at the time that Good Morning Vietnam had just come out. And Marta, who worked for me, said, Mr. Williams, I want to tell you that I really loved Good Morning Vietnam. And he changed completely. and said, well, thank you very much. What's your name? And started talking to everybody. Because I at first thought, oh, this was a mistake when he came in and he's doing all that stuff. We got work to do and he's going to be in here making noise. And then he just started talking to everybody. And it was Martin that brought him out of that routine. And he became a person.
Yeah. Such a tragic story about his life. Yeah. I feel so bad for him.
Well, Larry Cartwright and I have talked about it a few times because, you know, Larry does the NAMI show. Mm-hmm. And depression is a part of mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And he definitely had some problems. Mm-hmm. And it was never diagnosed. And it's too bad.
That's so, so sad.
Because he was very personable with everybody in the room and asked everybody, what do you do here? What's your name?
Yeah.
And hung around probably for about a half hour. Mm-hmm. And we just talked to him, but at first I thought I made a mistake bringing this guy in the room because he was acting so goofy.
Yeah, totally goofy.
But
yeah.
It took Marta to just say, Mr. Williams, mm-hmm. I saw Good Morning Vietnam, and I thought it was wonderful. It
meant everything to him.
And he just stopped, mm-hmm. changed, expressions mm-hmm. changed, and all, and he just said, thank you very much.
Wow.
And then started asking people questions, and we talked and joked around a bit, but mm-hmm. he was okay.
Yeah. Well, he's the epitome of comedy and tragedy.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's so sad. But we only have 2 minutes left, so that's it. At the most. Richard, tell us, what would you like to leave everybody with today? Because I just love talking to you, and it's been so great having you here.
You know what? Just be yourself. Mm-hmm. Just be yourself, and don't try to be anything more than what you are. And you're going to find that people are going to like you.
That's so totally true. What wonderful words of wisdom.
People are going to like you, and you'll go through life a lot easier. It's not hard. It's not easy to be yourself sometimes, though.
Nope.
But if you can.
And I think it's interesting, too, as far as, you know, sometimes you get feedback or whatever, but growth is, and change and development is so good. And you only get that sometimes if people give you feedback and you're receptive to taking it. But being yourself is the most important thing.
And I don't think I learned that until halfway through my life. But I realized, there was one point that I realized, I have to treat everybody the same. No matter who they are, what they do, I treat them the same. And that always has tend to work out well for me.
I think so. And it also makes people feel very special being around you when you do that. So. Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for inviting me.
We're going to have you back on again, maybe next week. I'll check the schedule with you.
Well, just let me know.
It'll be fun. All right, so Richard G was our guest here today. He's the station manager, if you've been listening to his life and some of his lessons along the way. And if you enjoy the radio station here at the Herndon Chamber, you can thank him for all of his organization and the relationships that he's made with all the hosts and for just putting together such a wonderful program here. So thank you, Richard.
Well, thank you.
All right, everybody out there, stand by. We're going to come back to Talented to People in a few minutes. I'm going to tell you about an upcoming cybersecurity event, actually two of them, if you're in the New Jersey or central area of New Jersey. All right, we'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Officials in France say audio has been recovered from the cockpit voice recorder salvaged from yesterday's Germanwings crash in the French Alps. But the official says there still isn't any explanation for what caused the plane to lose altitude because the final communication was a routine message. And Mike Vivian from the UK Civil Aviation Authority told Sky News the pilots didn't talk to ground control either.
In an emergency situation, the primary and first duty is to control the airplane.
Three Americans were reportedly on board. Talks are scheduled to continue tomorrow in Switzerland with Iran. A framework deal is reportedly in the works to lift economic sanctions in exchange for a curbing of Iran's nuclear program. Secretary of State John Kerry says foes of the nuclear deal are being unreasonable.
Anybody standing up in opposition to this has an obligation to stand up and put a viable, realistic alternative on the table.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on Q300469 in-store and online and $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
President Obama is celebrating this week's fifth anniversary of his health care overhaul with a fresh blast at its critics. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.